Hail to the Comedy Kingdom!
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom! Hail to the realm of mirth! Here's to our queen, may she live in clover. Here's to her subjects, when we laugh all over. Throw away your troubles, cast aside your gloom. Just wear a smile, you will find it's all the style in the Comedy Kingdom.
Hello! Hello, you waltzers, foxtrotters, tangoers, and tap dancers, and a royal welcome to the Comedy Kingdom. This session of our court is devoted to the subject of dancing. Dancing. Oh, romance. It almost got me there for a minute. The stately quadrille, the dainty minuet, the graceful waltz, and now, ha-cha, the slightly more modern razzle-dazzle stomp. This is a great deal like wrestling, except that not so many holes are barred. But on with the dance. Grab your partners, strike up the band, hue to the line, and let the hips fall where they may.
Tonight's the night, the time is right, and I've decided this minute I must reveal the way I feel. It's not a secret, you're in it. Ooh, I wanna have a little dance with you. Ooh, I wanna take a little chance with you. Come on and swing it, try to be a wise old owl. Close your eyes and make believe you're in the arms of Eleanor Powell. Ooh, I wanna take a little walk with you. Ooh, I wanna have a little talk with you. I've never done the rumba, but what a rumba will do. Ooh, I wanna have a little dance with you.
This interruption, Queen Elvia, but I have with me one of the world's outstanding exponents of terpsichore.
Oh, really? Who is she?
Well, she's the one and only, the inimitable, the charming and beautiful, well, anyway, charming, Miss Reba Hoffowitz. Oh, well, what kind of a greeting is that?
That's what we call in our descending hello. Matches with my personality.
Oh, your personality.
Please. I want you should know that one time the half of it had one of the most sparkling personalities on the stage.
Is that so?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I played with some of the biggest stars in the business. Mm-hmm. Clark Gable, Greta Garbage, Gorilla Swanson, Conrad Bugle.
Wait a minute. That's enough. What was the title of the play you were in?
It was called The Primrose Path.
The Primrose Path. What were you, the detour?
Yeah, no! Please, no smut crackers.
Well, what else did you do on the stage?
I was a classical dancer.
Oh, yes. Where did you learn classic dancing?
On a train, going to New York.
On a train? Well, how did you learn classic dancing on a train?
Trying to put on a nightgown in a hopper boy. Oh.
You know, Miss Hopperwitz, I'm somewhat of an actor myself. Yeah. I never talk about it very much.
What kind of a hack are you,
Well, I lean toward the classics.
You lean?
Yeah.
What's holding you up now?
I mean that I go in for the better things of the theater.
Mm.
Yeah, Shakespeare, for instance. I played in Henry VIII, The Merry Wives of Windsor, Richard III.
Yeah, Richard III. Mm. Mine brother played in that.
Is that so? Did he play third?
No, I think he pitched that game. Say, listen, I got a serious question that I want to be asking you.
Yeah?
Maybe you could be giving me a job in the radio, no?
Well, I thought you had a job lecturing for a dancing school.
Yeah, but I got fired last Wednesday.
Fired? What was the matter?
Well, one day last week, the window shade in my room got busted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I painted the window black to keeping the streetlights out.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, when I went down to work in the morning, it was 9:45. And the boss fired me. I said, you're going to fire me for being only 45 minutes late?
Mm-hmm.
He said, 45 minutes, heck, where was you Monday and Tuesday?
Oh.
And now, Ben Carter, composer, pianist, and singer, combines all three to bring us a new dance, Harlem Break 'em Down.
It's the latest dance creation. The hottest thing in town. What a grand lowdown sensation. Get a partner and gather round. Not karaoke, spandy way to go down. Either you get your hand upset, you're doing the hall and break it down. You don't shake your shoulders, babe, just kind of mess around. Either you get your hand upset, you're doing the hall and break it down. Rhythm creep into your soul. Now swing, just let your feet go. Now get right back and shake your shoulders, babe. Just move your hips around. It'll get your hand upset. You're doing hard break down. Now get way back and shake your shoulders, babe. Just move your hips around. It'll get your hand upset. You doing Harlem break down. Doing Harlem break down. Yes, yes.
Is this the Dancing Academy?
Yes, madam.
Well, my name is Octavia Smith-Whiffin.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's too bad.
I want to start taking dancing lessons. You see, my husband thinks I'm a few pounds overweight.
Your husband's conservative, madam.
Would you say I was fat?
Well, not fat exactly. I'd say you were overemphasized.
I thought dancing, it would be easier and pleasanter than giving up food. And anyway, I want to do something to express myself, you know, the poetry of motion and all that, you know.
Oh, yes, I know.
Do you have a nice, charming, handsome young man who can teach me to dance?
Well, I have a nice, charming, handsome young man who is willing to try.
Just a moment, madam. I'll call him.
Mr. Lombardo, there's a Mrs. Smith-Whiffin who wants to see you. I'm sure it won't be mutual.
Another,
Yeah.
Not that, that one over there, that fat party?
Party, huh? She's an excursion.
Oh, well.
Oh, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, madam.
How are you?
I'm fine. I suppose you wish to indulge in a bit of Terpsichore?
Oh, no. I just want to learn how to dance.
Oh.
You see, my husband wishes me to reduce. I tried golf, but I had to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
When I put the ball where I could reach it, I couldn't see it. And when I put it where I could see it, I couldn't reach it.
Yeah, I understand, madam. Yes.
I came all prepared. Mm-hmm. I have a pair of bloomers on under my cloak.
Yes. So you have.
Did you ever see anything like me in bloomers?
Well, not since I took a trip on the Graf Zeppelin.
Oh, really?
Now, first, we'll try some interpretive dancing.
Whatever you say. Yeah. I'm just putty in your hands.
Oh, yeah. Very well. Now, you see, you're a little moonbeam.
A moonbeam?
Yeah, settling down in a flower-enchanted glade.
Oh, my.
And as you settle, you flutter your hands. Oh, you get the picture?
Yeah. Well, not quite. I don't think I ever saw a moonbeam flutter its hand.
Well, try it anyway. just a moment. I think you misunderstood me. You're not swimming. You're a moonbeam.
Oh, you do say the prettiest things.
Well, perhaps we'd better try something else. Now, imagine you're a butterfly flitting from flower to flower, sipping the honeyed nectar from each petal.
Oh.
Okay, madam, flit.
That?
Well, perhaps, I'll tell you, let's change it again. Imagine you're carrying a diaphanous veil. You're a murmuring zephyr blowing gently through the trees.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, they sway back and forth as you pass.
Back and forth. No, Mrs. Smith, I
think you misunderstood me again. I said zephyr.
Well, the trouble is you want me to interpret moonbeams and butterflies and breezes.
Yeah.
Why don't you let me try something tangible, something solid that... Oh, something I can sink my teeth into.
No, that's all right. Very well. Let's try this. You're a frightened little gazelle.
Oh, my.
Yes, an antelope, leaping, bounding, pursued by a carnivorous enemy.
You mean you?
Mrs. Smith-Whiffen, during office hours, I'm strictly vegetarian. All right, gazelle. Remember, light on your feet. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, leap. 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 Mrs. Smith-Whiffen, you come right back up here out of that basement and pay me for this lesson.
Comedy Kingdom goes the way of all programs. But we'll be seeing you again soon. And remember, when dancing, if you can't be light on your feet, be light on your partners.